You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to Sports Byline, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Rick Tittle with you. And we're very happy now to be joined on the line by actor Sean William Scott. He's here to talk about his new movie, A Goon. And Sean, when I hear goon, I think about the good old days before the lockout when teams would have goons and they really weren't that good at playing hockey, but they sure were good at being enforcers and fighting, weren't they?
I'm still learning about the game, you know, because I grew up playing baseball, basketball, and football. But I remember, growing up in Minnesota, going to hockey games. That was the thing I was looking for a lot, you know, were the fights. And throughout making the movie, I learned a lot more about the enforcers and these guys that go out there and they're bruising, you know, getting into fights, you know, protecting their players and stuff. And and this movie kind of celebrates that role on the team.
Now, are you the pretty boy that needs protecting, or are you one of the goons, Sean?
I am the goon.
Oh, great.
Yeah, no, I'm not pretty in this movie at all, that's for sure. Gained about 35 pounds.
Wow. Well, I know you kind of used to show the six-pack off. Is that still there?
It's taken me about a year to shed the weight that I gained for that movie, so I'm nowhere near a six-pack, dude. No way.
Well, I got to say, it's the first time I've ever asked a man if he still had his six-pack.
I get a lot of crap for this. I think I know what you're talking about. There's a photo of me and teen people. It's the cheesiest thing ever. I'm not taking my shirt off.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I had the six pack, I'd be taking my shirt off too. I wouldn't be shy about that. Sean William Scott has
it. You're talking about six packs.
Yeah, join us here at Rick Tittle's Six Pack Hour. I think about as we came in, we played that little bite from an old school, and even though it was just really a cameo, that scene with you and Will is one of the funniest scenes, I think top 10 all time. And when you were filming it and you're doing the character and the getting it in the jugular and all those great lines, did you think it would have the kind of carryover that it has?
You know what? I appreciate it, man. Thank you. I had worked with that director on Road Trip, and he's also the guy that directed, Todd Phillips directed Hangover. And so, you know, that when I read the script, I remember that scene. I was like, wow, it seems pretty funny, but, like, you know, it was written more for me to kind of go on there and play myself. And I had this idea of the character looking the way he did in the movie. And so when we filmed it, I didn't think that I was doing anything particularly funny, but Will, because we didn't know that they were going to slow the voices down. So, but when I heard Will do it in just the normal voice, when he was like, "You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy." Like, that to me was already funny. But when I saw the movie with the slowed down voices, like, I just took it to a whole other level. So I didn't know it was going to be as funny. I knew he would, but yeah, I'm psyched to be in that movie.
You know, it's funny, Sean, because, we're sitting in the audience watching the movie, and yet you as an actor, you guys do the movie, and you might end up on the cutting room floor. I think it's surprising that you go to the movie, and you're kind of surprised along with the rest of us.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's always nice when you're happily surprised, and the movie turns out well, and because I have had the other experience where, like, I went to the premiere for Bulletproof Monk, and I had all my family go. Big mistake. The movie's atrocious. Like, I have two family members that won't even talk to me still. Like, they're like, "Man, I took work off to fly out to Los Angeles to go to your Bulletproof skunk film." I mean, you're like, "You were awful." And I'm like, you don't go into a movie. Like, I didn't start shooting Bulletproof Monk thinking it was going to be terrible. So, yeah, I mean, usually, like, you know, you never really know how it's going to turn out, but I'm still happy to get a job.
Speaking with Sean William Scott, and, I write for a soccer newspaper, and one of the shows I watch online every Monday morning is Soccer AM, and I know you've been over there with Hell's Bells and Max, and a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about right now, but I just remember people, they love the American Pie movies over there. So when you go to England, you're a huge hit over there.
I don't know about a huge hit, but yeah, you're right about the American Pie films. They definitely loved those movies over there. And when I did the Soccer AM show, because I love soccer, and again, kind of similar to hockey, I just don't know a whole lot about the sport, but I love it. Mm-hmm. And And, you know, when you do a lot of these talk shows, you know, you go on, you know, you have a 5-minute little bit and, you know, you try to be funny and try to be memorable in a good way. And so Soccer M, you're on that show for like an hour. And I just felt like such a jackass because they're talking about soccer and I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't know anything. And the last time I went on, it was classic. Because I actually was promoting Goon over there, I mean, which did really well in the UK because they all like fighting and stuff. But Noel Gallagher from Oasis was there. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting there and I was like, listen, I'm talking. It was just really cool. But I, for a while, I was like, man, he must be looking at, you know, me going, who is this guy? Who's like the... And then it was funny, at a commercial break, he knew who I was. Like, he knew America. I'm like, wow, you see, you go out in the real world, and you're like, you don't think some awesome rock star knows who you are. And he ended up doing, yeah, he ended up knew who I was. But that show's pretty huge, huh?
Yeah, it is huge. And at the risk of one more esoteric question here, what about Tubes when he comes out and he, like, asks the question and he does all his, I mean, it's a lot of weird stuff for Americans, isn't it?
It is, man. I mean, I definitely felt like I was like Alice in Wonderland, just kind of went down the rabbit hole. I was like, hey, there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on. And I just was just thinking, just survive. Try not to make a jackass out of yourself again.
Well, speaking of Jackass, I was, you know, I'm actually one of my, another guilty pleasures. I'm a big Jackass fan, and I'm watching the 3D movie, and you got Jared Allen out there beating up on Johnny Knoxville. And who's the football ref, in quotes, but it's you.
Yeah, dude. You know, Johnny asked me, he's a good friend of mine, and he asked me to be in the movie. I was like, oh, yeah, because I'm with you. I love that movie, the movies. I love the show. But I was reluctant, because I'm like, oh, no. Like, what are they going to do? Well, I mean, like, he's going to do something to me. And I was like, promise you're not going to, like, you know, you're not going to, like, light me on fire or something. He's like, no, I'm not going to. And so it was crazy, man, because, you know, like, Johnny, you know, I didn't know this. I don't know if they did it with the other movies, but he did, like, 3 takes of getting rocked by Jared. Like, so, like, the first take, and it's in 3D because they want to make it look right, the timing right. And he just gets destroyed. And I had a natural reaction. I'm like, oh, man. And Johnny's like, I don't think that was a good enough one. He's like, let's do it again. So, like, I had no idea. I thought some of these things before watching the movie that they would just, you know, just do one time. But no, man, these guys are nuts.
I can't believe they do multiple takes. That's actually news to me.
Yeah, they do. I mean, so he got crushed by Jared Allen 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I remember that pattern over in the middle. He was in midair, and he got launched. We're speaking with Sean William Scott. One other role I want to talk to you a little bit, because I know sometimes people – I think, well, you know, they think your characters are more or less typecasted, but yet when you were in Mr. Woodcock and you were sort of Billy Bob Thornton's pincushion, yeah. I kind of like seeing that other side of you as kind of like the victim.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, that was me trying to, you know, give it a shot of trying to be more of, and I guess less of like the party guy, frat boy type. And it was fun, man. I had such a great time working with Billy Bob Thornton and Susan Sarandon. I don't know how good I was in that movie, but you know, I just keep thinking about the times where I'd be back in Billy Bob Thornton's trailer watching American Idol. He'd be like, he got me on American Idol. This is when Carrie Underwood was in it. And I was just thinking, man, I'm sitting with Billy Bob Thornton watching American Idol. This is so bizarre. Only in the movie world.
Well, that's cool, and you know what? It's got to be a magical time for you, so we wish you nothing but the best. I want to remind everybody to check out Goon with Sean William Scott playing the part of Doug Glatt, who is the Goon. Hey, it was great catching up with you, Sean, and we'll look for you on Soccer AM, and we'll try to catch up with you again down the road.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Thanks for your kind words, man.
All right, man. We'll take a quick break right here, and we'll come back. We got a couple minutes left here on Sports Violence.